This is Akashvani, the news read by Meenakshi Sant. Senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will take oath as Prime Minister today for the third consecutive term. The new Union Council of Ministers will also be administered the oath of office in secrecy by President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan. The President had invited Mr. Modi to form the new government. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at 7:15 p.m. On Friday, Mr. Modi had met the President and staked claim to form the new government. An NDA delegation led by BJP President J.P. Nadda had also met the President and submitted a letter stating that Mr. Narendra Modi had been elected leader of the BJP parliamentary party. Letters of support from NDA constituent parties were also handed over to the President. Several leaders from neighbouring countries in Indian Ocean region have been invited to attend the swearing-in ceremony. President of Sri Lanka, Ranil Wickremesinghe, President of Maldives, Dr. Mohamed Muizu, Vice President of Seychelles, Ahmed Afif, Prime Minister of Bangladesh, Sheikh Hasina, Prime Minister of Mauritius, Pravind Kumar Jagannath, Prime Minister of Nepal, Pushp Kamal Dahal Prachand, and Prime Minister of Bhutan, Shering Topke, will attend the ceremony. Delhi Traffic Police have made special traffic arrangements in the national capital today. Several roads, including Sansad Marg between Transport Bhavan and T Point, Rafi Ahmed Kidwai Marg, North Avenue Road, South Avenue Road, Kushak Road, Rajaji Marg, Krishna Menon Marg, Talkatora Road, and Pandit Pant Marg will remain closed from 2 p.m. to 11 p.m. today. Mr. Narendra Modi today paid homage to Mahatma Gandhi at Rajghat and former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee at Sadaiv Atal in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi also laid a wreath at the National War Memorial. In Sikkim, the swearing-in ceremony of Prem Singh Tamang as Chief Minister and his Council of Ministers will be held at 4 p.m. tomorrow at Paljor Stadium in Gangtok. Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya will administer the oath of office in secrecy to Mr. Tamang and his Council of Ministers. The SKM Chief Tamang will take oath for the second term. In light of the swearing-in ceremony, all government and private school colleges and academic institutions within Gangtok Municipal Corporation area will remain closed tomorrow. This decision aims to accommodate the security arrangements and vehicle movements restrictions in the area. It may be noted that Mr. Tamang, leading the Sikkim Krantikari Morcha, SKM, retained power for a second term with a significant majority, winning 31 out of 32 seats in the Sikkim Legislative Assembly elections 2024. The Sikkim Democratic Front, SDF, secured just one seat, with its president and former Chief Minister Pawan Chamling being defeated in both the seats he contested. The Uttar Pradesh government will bring in a new law to deal with the cases of paper leak. Addressing a high-level meeting with the heads of the recruitment commissions of the state in Lucknow, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath emphasized that anarchic activities like paper leaks or solver gangs are unacceptable and stringent actions must be taken in such crimes, setting a precedent. He said that it is imperative to enact strict laws to address such criminal activities promptly. In a slew of measures to improve the conduct of recruitment exams, CM Yogi announced that only government or funded educational institutions will serve as examination centres, which will now have CCTV cameras in every room. The examination centres will be in urban areas only. Carlos Alcaraz of Spain will take on Germany's Alexander Zverev in the men's singles final of the French Open tennis in Paris today. While the 21-year-old Alcaraz is seeking his third Grand Slam title, it will be the first for the 27-year-old Zverev. India and Pakistan are set for a high-stakes clash in the T20 World Cup today. Team India will face arch-rivals Pakistan in their second group A match at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York. The match is scheduled to start at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time, with live streaming and telecast available in India. And that is the end of this news bulletin.